Why are so many reluctant to get the COVID vaccine? This is Dennis Peterson, and thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. You know, we've frequently talked about the Bible's warnings about ignorance, foolish thinking, apathy, and deception. My whole purpose in preparing our weekly show to help you, our listeners, to reclaim your legacy is hopefully to equip you with not only more knowledge about topics impacting the legacy you leave to your next generation, but to help you sharpen your discernment. You can access many referenced historical, scientific, and biblical studies about these at reclaimyourlegacy.com. Now, we all know the hot topics that are on almost everyone's minds these days, but how many get to hear the truth being exposed almost completely without the help of the major institutions and formerly trusted influencers of the world? You might not have been told yet that what's going on in the medical world is drawing millions away from the mainstream media. That's right. The Bible's wisdom tells us in Proverbs 18, verse 17, that the first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. So let's dare to honestly evaluate the controversy being used by spiritual powers to wreak confusion and unnecessary division in society and even God's family. The Doctors for Information and Doctors for Truth have joined forces with similar groups of medical practitioners around the world in the World Doctors Alliance. This historic alliance connects more than 100,000 medical professionals around the world, and they reveal how the pandemic is the greatest crime in history. They offer solid scientific evidence for this claim, and they also take legal actions against governments who are playing along in this criminal operation. Most of us have probably never even heard about this. Why not? See the thorough video report called Proof That the Pandemic Was Planned with a Purpose, and see it at the link that's on the website for today's program at reclaimyourlegacy.com, or just go to stopworldcontrol.com/proof. You'll see what is thankfully and finally getting wide acknowledgement by those who are willing to research what co-opted, that is, corrupted leaders of society are failing to show. The corona panic is a play. It's a scam, a swindle. It's high time we understood that we're in the midst of a global crime. Anyone with an ounce of honest curiosity and willingness to do an hour's research will discover that a bad flu has been forecasted, planned for, and manipulated by terribly warped people to do the devil's bidding of devastating humanity on the planet. It's important for Christians to know how to react to the scam. It's highly urgent that honest believers realize why different people react so differently. Unfortunately, the vast majority of the population have been so conditioned to follow their trusted authority figures in society that they have no clue how to test all things, like the Bible tells us. They don't even know how to exercise even common sense discernment to know what to believe or what is the right thing to do. Yet isn't that what those God calls his righteous inheritance are called to do? Dr. Charlie Ward posted an excellent illustrated medical talk. A UK physician clearly shows in under 20 minutes what happens on a molecular level with the mRNA experimental therapy. The now famous COVID vaccines are being encouraged under emergency use provisions. People are alarmed into taking a path without adequate information, and that path permanently alters their body's natural immune response. It causes irreversible damage that will manifest in future flu seasons. Please take the time to watch this talk and share it with your family. Go to drcharlieward.com and type in the search bar what they don't tell you about the vaccines. You'll see the direct link in today's transcript for this program at reclaimyourlegacy.com also. Advance to the 2 minute 46-second mark in the recording to hear this excellent presentation. Before you allow yourself to be injected with any chemical for COVID or any other purpose for that matter, it's vital that you only consent when you are fully informed. Did you get that? This is demanded by the famous Nuremberg Code established after the Nazi medical atrocities of World War II. And that means that you're responsible to be sure that you are given the pros and cons of any medical procedure that you're considering. Isn't it about time we all hear the rest of the story, not being preached from the mainstream media or even from most of our trusted sources of life-directing moral insight? Take a look at 18 reasons why I won't be getting a COVID vaccine. Here's a superb list of sensible reasons why I and millions of others, researching, informed thinkers, are opting out of the experimental jab that is unlawfully being propagandized as safe and effective when it is neither, and they know it. The link and all the details are posted in the transcript for today's episode. Number one reason? Vaccine makers are immune from liability. That's right, the only industry in the world that bears no liability for injuries or deaths resulting from their products are vaccine makers. Number two, the checkered past of the vaccine companies, the four major companies who are making and marketing these COVID vaccines, are or have either never brought a vaccine to market before, that's Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, are serial felons, that's Pfizer and AstraZeneca, or are both, like Johnson & Johnson. Moderna had been trying to modernize our RNA, thus the company name, for years, but had never successfully brought any product to market. In fact, all major vaccine makers, save Moderna, have paid out tens of billions of dollars in damages for other products that they brought to market when they knew those products would cause injuries and even death. Consider like Vioxx, Bextra, Celebrex, thalidomide, and opioids, just as a few examples. If drug companies willfully choose to put harmful products in the market when they can be sued, why would we trust any product where they have no liability? And that's the case with vaccines. Knowing the criminal record of those companies, why would we assume that all their vaccines are safe and made completely above board? Where else in life would we trust someone with that kind of reputation? Number three, the ugly history of attempts to make coronavirus vaccines. There have been many attempts to make viral vaccines in the past that ended in utter failure, which is why we did not have a coronavirus vaccine in 2020. In fact, scientists made many attempts to create coronavirus vaccines, and all of them ended in failure because the animals in the clinical trials got very sick and many of them died, just like the children in the 1960s. Never before has any attempt to make a coronavirus vaccine been successful, nor has the gene therapy technology that is mRNA vaccines been safely brought to market. Then there's number four, the data gaps by the vaccine makers. Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD, points out that previous attempts to develop an mRNA-based drug using lipid nanoparticles failed and had to be abandoned because when the dose was too low, the drug had no effect, and when dosed too high, the drug became too toxic. An obvious question? What has changed that now makes this technology safe enough for mass use? There's no data to suggest safety or efficacy regarding data on transmission of COVID, data on preventing mortality from COVID, data on duration of protection from COVID. And believe it or not, there's no access to the raw data from the trials. Also, there's no long-term safety testing. Obviously, with products that have only been on the market a few months, we have no long-term safety data. In other words, we have no idea what this product will do in the body months or years from now for any population. Given all the risks we've discussed, risks that all pharmaceutical products do have, would it not be prudent to wait to see if the worst-case scenarios have indeed been avoided? And then there's the fact that there's no informed consent. What most who are taking the vaccine don't even know is that because these products are still in clinical trials, anyone who gets the shot is now part of a clinical trial. If the vaccines are causing harm, wouldn't we be seeing that all over the news? Surely the FDA would step in and pause the distribution. Well, if the adverse events reporting system was working, maybe things would be different. And then there's the underreporting of adverse reactions and death. According to a study done by Harvard, at the commission of our own government, less than 1% of all adverse reactions to vaccines are actually submitted to the National Vaccine Adverse Events Report System. That's called VAERS, or V-A-E-R-S. By the end of March, 2021, VAERS reports over 2,200 deaths from the current COVID vaccines, as well as close to 60,000 adverse reactions. And then there's the next point, which could be argued makes these COVID vaccines seem completely pointless. And that is, the vaccines do not stop transmission or infection. Wait, aren't these vaccines supposed to be what we've been waiting for, to go back to some kind of normal? Nope. Why do you think we're getting all these conflicting messages about needing to practice social distancing and wear masks after we get the vaccine? There are plenty of things we can do to actually lower our symptoms that don't involve taking what appears to be a really risky product. And then there's the next one. People are catching COVID after being fully vaccinated. In Washington, New York, Michigan, and a bunch of other states, it's a reality. This phenomenon is probably happening everywhere, but those are the ones making the news now. All over the country, we're seeing people get reactions and actually coming down with the disease after they've had the vaccine. You know, of course, about the overall death rate from COVID. According to CDC's own numbers, COVID has a 99.74% survival rate. Why would I take a risk on a product that doesn't stop infection or transmission to help me overcome a cold that has a 0.26% chance of killing me? Oh, yes, and we mustn't forget the bloated COVID death numbers. Never before in the history of death certificates has our own government changed how deaths are reported. Why now? Why are we reporting everyone who dies with COVID in their body as having died of COVID rather than the comorbidities that actually took their life? Furthermore, it's interesting that the virus continues to mutate. Not only does the virus, like all viruses, continue to mutate, but according to world-renowned vaccine developer Gert VandenBosch, it's mutating about every 10 hours. How in the world are we going to keep creating vaccines to keep up with that level of mutation? Why, given that natural immunity has never ultimately failed humanity, do we suddenly not trust it? And here's a reason we've all got to be facing, and that is censorship, the complete absence of scientific debate. With so much at stake, why are we fed only one narrative? Shouldn't many perspectives be heard and professionally debated? What has happened to the scientific method of always challenging our assumptions? What happened to lively debate in this country? Why did anyone who disagrees with the WHO or the CDC get censored so heavily? Is the science of public health a religion now? Or is science supposed to be about debate? If someone says the science is settled, that's how I know I'm dealing with someone who is closed-minded. By definition, science, especially biological science, is never settled. If highly credentialed scientists have different opinions, I want to know what they think. I want a chance to hear their arguments and make up my own mind. I don't think I'm the smartest person in the world, but I think I can think. But if someone is censored, then I really want to hear what they think. Don't you? Is censorship not the technique of dictators, tyrants, and greedy, power-hungry people? Is it not a sign that those who are doing the censoring know it's the only way they can win? What if a man who spent his entire life developing vaccines was willing to put his entire reputation on the line and call on all global leaders to immediately stop the COVID vaccines because of problems with the science? What if he pleaded for an open scientific debate on a global stage? Would you want to hear what he has to say? Well, that's our next and probably our biggest reason, and that is that the world's leading vaccinologist is sounding the alarm. See the link in the notes for today's broadcast. Dr. Gert VandenBosch explains why the COVID vaccine may be putting so much pressure on the virus that we are accelerating its ability to mutate and become even more deadly. Why the COVID vaccines may be creating vaccine-resistant viruses similar to antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And why, because of previous problems with antibody defense enhancement, we may be looking at a mass casualty event in the next few months and years. In Israel, where medical tyranny is being as oppressive as persecuting governments anywhere else in the world, a wise rabbi wrote 31 reasons why he won't take the vaccine. Number one, it's not a vaccine. A vaccine, by definition, provides immunity to a disease. This does not provide immunity to anything. It's a medical treatment, not a vaccine. I don't want to take a medical treatment for an illness I don't even have. Do you want a treatment injected into your bloodstream that we're being tricked to think is an immunization? The drug companies, politicians and medical establishment, as well as the media, have joined forces to universally refer to this as a vaccine when it is not. They are being deceitful. I don't trust them. And I don't want anything to do with their medical treatment. Do you honestly trust them? The presumed benefits of this medical treatment are minimal and would not last long in any case. I refuse to turn myself into a chronic patient who receives injections of new pharmaceutical products on a regular basis simply to reduce my chances of getting a severe case of a virus that these injections don't even prevent. Why would you do otherwise? I can reduce my chances of getting a severe case of a virus by strengthening my immune system naturally. In the event I catch a virus, there are vitamins and well-established drugs that have had a wonderful result in warding off the illness without the risks and unknowns of this medical treatment. Do you not want to use God's natural defenses and protections that you can be responsible for by your own choice? The establishment insists that this medical treatment is safe. They can't possibly know this. That's disingenuous. And because they're being disingenuous, I don't trust them, and I want no part of their treatment. Can you honestly trust an institution that you know is lying to you? The drug companies have zero liability. I'm not going to inject myself with a new experimental medical device when the people behind it accept no liability or responsibility if something goes wrong. I will not risk my health and my life when they refuse to risk anything. Is there any reason that you should do otherwise? We've got to put some facts together about the infamous Bill Gates. He's touting the idea that the vaccines are essential to the survival of the human race. But he also believes the world has too many people and needs to be depopulated. And he hasn't himself been injected. I'll pass. Why should you swallow it? The establishment has been entirely one-sided in celebrating this treatment. The politicians and media are urging people to take it as both a moral and civic duty. The benefits of the treatment are being greatly exaggerated, and the risks are being ignored, and the unknowns are being completely brushed aside. They're being deceitful. They're being manipulative. I'll not gamble my personal well-being on their integrity. Why would you? The intense propaganda campaign is the most widespread marketing campaign in history. It's not appropriate for any medical treatment, let alone a brand new one. It makes me recoil. Why would you not agree? Those who raise concerns about this medical treatment are being bullied, slandered, mocked, censored, ostracized, threatened, and even fired from their jobs. This includes medical professionals who have science-based concerns about the drug and caregivers who have witnessed people under their charge suffering horrible reactions and death shortly after being injected. I will trust these brave people over the establishment every time. I can't think of a single similar case in history when truth and morality turned out to be on the side of the establishment. Can you? This is the greatest medical experiment in the history of the human race. The fact that it is a medical experiment at all is being severely downplayed. Very few would agree to participate in such an experiment. Manipulating the masses to participate in a medical experiment under false pretenses violates the foundations of medical ethics and democratic law. I will not allow unethical people who engage in such conduct to inject me with anything. Why would you? The medical establishment is not informing people about any of this. They have become marketing agents for an experimental drug serving huge companies and politicians who have made deals with them. Since the medical establishment has become corrupted and has become nothing more than a corporate and political tool, I don't trust the experimental drug that they want so badly to inject me with. Can you give me any reason why you should trust the medical establishment at this level? We're being pressured in various ways to get injected, which violates medical ethics and the foundations of democratic society. The best way to get me not to do something is to pressure me to do it. What about you? The establishment has recruited doctors, rabbis, the media, and the masses to harangue people who don't want to get injected with a new drug. We're being called the worst sort of names. We're being told that we believe in crazy conspiracies, that we're against science, that we're selfish, that we're murderers, that we don't care about the elderly, It's our fault that the government continues to impose draconian restrictions on the public. It's all because we don't want to get injected with an experimental treatment, no questions asked. We're even being told that we have a religious obligation to do this and that we are grave sinners if we do not. They say that if we do not agree to get injected, we should be forced to stay inside our homes forever and be ostracized from public life. This is horrific. It's disgusting, a perversion of common sense, morality, and the Torah. It makes me recoil and only further cements my distrust of these people and my opposition to taking their experimental drug. How dare they? Can you honestly support a different conclusion? I know many people who got injected, but almost none of them studied the science in depth, carefully weighed the potential benefits against the risk, compared this option to other alternatives. They weren't truly informed, and they decided this medical treatment was the best option for them. On the contrary, they got injected because of the hype, the propaganda, the pressure, the fear, the blind trust in what the majority of experts supposedly believed. They assumed that they all studied everything in depth and were completely objective, which is highly doubtful. Blind trust in what certain influential people have told them to do, they've bought into hysterical fear that the only option was getting injected or getting seriously ill from the virus. When I see that kind of mass hysteria and cult-like behavior surrounding a medical treatment, I'll be extremely suspicious and avoid it. How can anyone do otherwise? How should a sane person expect anyone to respond when we see all this? You can list them: the lies, the corruption, propaganda, manipulation, censorship, bullying, violation of medical ethics, lack of integrity in the scientific process, suppression of inconvenient adverse reactions, dismissal of legitimate concerns, hysteria, cult-like behavior, ignorance, closed-mindedness, fear, medical and political tyranny, concealment of protocols, lack of true concern for human life, lack of respect for human basic rights and freedoms, perversion of the Bible, the Torah, and common sense, demonization of good people, and the greatest medical experiment of all time being conducted by greedy, untrustworthy, godless people, the lack of liability for those who demand that I risk everything. No thanks. I'll put my trust in God. I'll use the mind He blessed me with and trust my natural instincts. Can you do any less yourself and not expect to be justly judged for fearing man rather than God? If you want to be well informed about the biggest mass manipulation of humanity in history, you need to spend some time seeing the videos and articles at stopworldcontrol.com/CDS. You'll find detailed reports with videos on a variety of very important topics. I urge you to go to that website. Next time, we need to talk about how do we help people who have already taken the vaccine. I'm delighted that you've listened to Reclaiming Your Legacy today. Please do your part as a watchman on the wall to help others overcome their lack of knowledge that would otherwise destroy them. Go to reclaimyourlegacy.com, see today's program in the Radio Archive tab, and send the link to friends that you know are looking for answers to honest questions. And while you're there, if God leads you to help us continue this effort to inform and prepare all our listeners in the area, your donation would be deeply appreciated. This is Dennis Peterson praying that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Until next time, we'll see you then.